Māori connection to awa. Water is a taonga. Water has always been a taonga to Māori. It is viewed as the essence of all life, like the blood of Papatūānuku, who supports all people, plants and wildlife. Māori often consider their personal health and the health of the iwi to be linked to the health of their waterways. Māori identity is linked to water through whakapapa, a lineage that descends from Ranginui and Papatūānuku down to the people and all parts of the environment. Awa are thought of as tipuna that have been present throughout history. Māori recognise different types of water, known as ngā momowai, that have different values and uses. Each body of water also has a Māori and should not be mixed with water from another source. What did Māori use awa for? Settlements, mahingakai, hangi stones, gathering materials such as raupō, a source of taonga such as pounamu, access routes and means of travel, access to important wāhi tapu, sacred sites. Early exploration in Aotearoa. Early Māori relied on awa. Awa were used as landing sites, settlements, and a source of fresh water. Māori explored new land as far as possible upriver on many waterways. Transport. It was easier to get from place to place by canoeing up or down awa than by walking over the mountains or through dense bush. Waka, made of hollowed-out logs, were used to travel along or across awa. On the many fast-flowing awa of the South Island, Māori used mōkihi. Food. Māori often built settlements at the mouth of awa. Kai was gathered from the awa itself or its estuary. Food sources found inland or at sea could be reached easily by awa. Māori recognised the link between awa and the sea and the need to look after awa from their source in the mountains right through to the sea. Pounamu. Pounamu is found only on the South Island's west coast, Te Tai Pautini. Produced deep in the earth, it is brought to the surface by mountain uplift and then cleaned by river action. Pounamu is a taonga. Māori used it to make tools, weapons, and ornaments, and it became a valuable item of trade. Groups made expeditions to the west coast, where they cut pounamu from boulders and carried it back over paths known as greenstone trails. Water spirits. Often in Māori tradition, taniwha lived in awa. They could be guardians of a place or upholders of customs and tribal mana. Can you identify ngā momowai in your local area? What are the different ways that you use and value water?